Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's Wimbledon Finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello and welcome back to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about the Carolina Panthers in this NFL team preview is our expert host, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
What's going on, man? Talking the Panthers today, talking some NFC South football. I'm excited to talk about this team. They're brand new free agents. They brought in the draftees. It's going to be a fun time. Can't wait to break this team down and dissect it.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like the Carolina Panthers have some new tools in their arsenal, and we would love to hear from you, our listeners and viewers as well. So drop us a comment and tell us what you think, and thank you so much for listening to the podcast with over 1,000 episodes at this point and so many evergreen episodes that you could listen to anytime that you want to keep you company throughout your day, and we do this every day specifically for that reason, to be here with you. So thank you so much. Well, the Carolina Panthers, what do we think about this season? What do we have to look forward to, Mr. Logan Landers?
Let's talk about this team, man. 21 rough season for them, finished 5-12, fourth in the NFC South. So they're looking to improve under head coach Matt Rhule. And that's the thing, is the Panthers started off really hot. They were 3-0, and then the wheels just fell off, right? They only got two more wins the rest of the season. So something went terribly wrong there in 21. But it's a new season. It's 22. You can bounce back. And that's what I'm hoping the Panthers can do. So looking at this team, let's look at who they've picked up in free agency and also who they've lost. We're talking about who is gone, who's no longer with the team at this moment. Amir Abdullah, Trent, and Scott, both those are gone. You lost Hassan Reddick, Alex Eckerson, Stephon Gilmore, Aaron Parker, Jermaine Carter Jr., Morgan Fox, and Daquan Jones. So you lost a good bit of good players there, but you have gained some ones to help out your team, like Corey Littleton, Matt Iadonis, Johnny Hecker, Rashad Higgins, Damian Wilson, Austin Corbett, Xavier Woods from the Vikings, the safety, Andre Roberts, the wide receiver, Chris Westry, Bradley Bozeman as well, both those last two gentlemen from the Ravens. So not a tremendous free agency, but not a horrible one. It's not like he didn't pick up anyone. He picked up some good names there. I'm excited to see how Woods can do specifically. I think he could be a really good player, as well as guys like Higgins. Hecker, of course, got to give the punter some love here. But I do think it's going to hurt losing Hassan Reddick and Stephon Gilmore. Specifically, those two guys were good on defense, and we'll see how they can bounce back and who can fill in for their spot this upcoming year. Looking over at this team, looking at the depth chart, like I mentioned, head coach Matt Rhule, offensive coordinator Ben McAdoo, defense coordinator Phil Snow. So they've got a lot to work with. And this team, you've got your quarterback, Sam Darnold. He's looking to shed that label of being a bust. It looked like those first 3 weeks last year, he was like, all right, you know, brand new team looking good. And like I mentioned, the wheels fell off for pretty much everyone on that team. So I think he's got to have a great year if he wants to maintain being the starting quarterback, because they have drafted Matt Corral, the QB from Ole Miss, who is right there waiting, just buying his time for Darnold to slip up or anything to get that starting role. So, last year, like I said, Darnold didn't have a good year. He was hurt. He just didn't play great. They had a carousel, a quarterback. They brought back Cam Newton for a little bit, and it just didn't work out. So, a little bit more stability, and we'll see how Darnold, if he can finally improve this upcoming season, it remains to be seen. The running back core, you got Christian McCaffrey, of course, but main question with him, though, is, man, can he stay on the field? Because when he's healthy, he's one of the most dynamic running backs in the league. He's great as just a running for running back, but he's probably one of the best, if not the best, in terms of pass catching at the wide receiver or at the running back position. He's like a wide receiver. So hopefully, man, he can stay healthy because he's just been injury prone in recent seasons. And for one of the more dynamic players, not just on this team, but in the NFL, you love to see him on the field as much as possible. So hope he can stay healthy this year. At the wide receiving core, you've got DJ Moore, who's a good addition. You've got Robbie Anderson. Those two guys are going to be the ones you look at the most. I mentioned they brought in Andre Roberts. You got Rashad Higgins as well. You've also got Terrence Marshall Jr., who's a nice pickup. And, I mean, the wide receiving core still needs like a little bit of work. It's not great, but they are making some improvements. They have a new looking at their team, right, they got a new left tackle, so they're going to improve that O-line. They got Ikem Ekwonu, their top 10 pick last year, I believe sixth overall. So hopefully he can come in there from NC State and get things rolling and make sure everyone is nice, protected, looking good, filling holes for the running backs. So we'll see how he can do this upcoming year. They got Brady Christensen, Bradley Bozeman, who I mentioned they brought over, Austin Corbett, Taylor Morton to boot. So, and they also got Cade Mays in the draft as well, who's probably going to be seeing some time at the right guard position. So it's a offensive line who they're still trying to get things figured out. You drafted two of them who are going to be getting some significant playing time. So I expect a few lapses of judgment, a few rough calls, maybe some a rough game or so. But it's just all part of that experience and that building process for these rookies, especially on the offensive line, man. I mean, you've got, you know, 5, 10, 15-year veterans coming at you with a lot of experience and a lot of brand-new moves that they might have never seen before in college. So we'll see how that O-line can hold up. Tight end, you've got, like I said, Ian Thomas and Tommy Trimble. So looking at the offense, like I said, I think it's going to be decent as long as the O-line can hold up, as long as McCaffrey can stay healthy, as long as Darnold can play to some better expectations. And I think that Anderson, I think Moore, those are going to be, like I said, the two guys who are going to be getting the ball the most. So I think it could be a better offense in 22. But looking at the defense, seeing who they've got, let's talk about this team. On the defensive line, you've got Brian Burns, Derek Brown, Matt Iodonis, and then Gross Matos as well. So not a bad core there. You also drafted Amari Barno, who I think could be a very good player and who could get some time. Also, you got the linebackers. You got Shaq Thompson. You drafted Brandon Smith, who's going to be behind him. You also got Damian Wilson, Julian Stanford. So, and you also have Isaiah Graham Mobley, who could be getting some time there as well, just depending. Also, going into the corners, right, the guys on the edge, you've got Dante Jackson. You've got Jeremy Chin. Or excuse me, you got Dante Jackson. Then you got Keith Taylor Jr. And then look at the safeties. You got Jeremy Chin, Xavier Woods, who I'd mentioned. You also got Kenny Robinson doing some work, C.J. Henderson, who could potentially be a good player, and J.C. Horn, one of their no longer a rookie, right, but coming into his sophomore season. So looking at this Panthers team before I get into their schedule, it's still not great, but it's not the worst in the league either. They're just kind of that middle-of-the-road team, I think. They still need some additions to get over that hump, but by no means I don't think this is going to be a team who's going to be, you know, top three pick or nothing like that. Let's talk about their schedule, who they're facing. Week one, the Cleveland Browns. Week number two, the New York Giants. Week three, the New Orleans Saints. Week four, the Arizona Cardinals. Week five, you got the 49ers. Week six, the Rams. Week seven, the Bucks. Week eight, you're going to face the Atlanta Falcons at home at Mercedes-Benz. Week nine, you got the Bengals. Week 10, it's all right, though, because you're facing the Falcons again, but you have the home field advantage right there in Carolina. Week 11, you've got the Ravens. Week 12, the Broncos. Finally, in week 13, you can relax. Enjoy your week off. You've earned it. Week 14, the Seahawks. Week 15, the Steelers. Week number 16, you got the Lions. 17, the Bucks. And finally, week number 18, you got the New Orleans Saints. So, looking at this team with the division it's in, with the Buccaneers, with the Saints, who are going to be the top two teams, with the Falcons, who we know, we love them. They're improving, but they're still not there yet. I think there's going to be a team battling for third, fourth place in the division once again. I think that, like I said, I think last year was just chaotic for a bunch of reasons. I think they can improve a little bit this year. I'm not expecting them to beat the world and just, you know, go on this absolute tear. But I could maybe see them getting up to about 8 wins or so, maybe, you know, 7 to 8 wins just comfortably. So I think this is a team who is improving, is still not there quite yet, but give it a few more seasons for them to continue to draft guys under Matt Rhule, because let's not forget, last year was his first year as head coach with this team. So he's still trying to get everyone in place. And that just takes some time. So I think the Panthers improved a little bit this year. I'm not expecting them to run away with the division or anything crazy like that. But I think that they can improve on their offense, the defense, the special teams, all in all, in 2022. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
I definitely agree there, and we want to see that from this team, especially given all the tools that they're putting in place that could potentially have a huge impact, including especially those draft picks. So we would love to hear from you as well. Like, what do you think? Tell us in the comments, what do you think about the Carolina Panthers this year? How do you think they'll stack up against the other teams? And if you're a fan of some of the other teams, tell us, how do you think your team is going to fare against the Panthers this year? We would love to hear from you in the comments on our live YouTube video or our Facebook video. And if you're listening to our podcast, we would still love to hear from you. Drop us a review, give us a thumbs up, subscribe to the podcast, and let us know you're out there, whether you're listening on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Amazon, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, on the Believe Podcast Network, or anywhere that you love listening to podcasts, including on your home device, where you can say, hey, Google.
Hey, Alexa, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Play 100 Yards of Football Podcast, and it'll pop right up. And they'll play amazing episodes whenever you'd like to listen. So thank you so much for everyone who's doing that. We get new subscribers every single week, pretty much every day, I believe. And we also put out new podcasts pretty much every day. So we're going to be there with you in the morning, in the evening, and in the afternoon, and into the night if you would love to have a football podcast to keep you company. So thank you so much to Mr. Logan Landers for that incredible review of the Carolina Panthers and their NFL team season coming up this year in the fall. We're all really excited to get started with it. I am your producer, Jeremiah Long, and we'll be back with another live episode. Stay tuned.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.